Brummett, he's Ali Alberigo, and this is the School Owner Talk Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of SchoolOwnerTalk.com. Ali, great to be with you, sir.
Yeah, great to be with you as well, Dwayne. How's the weather by you? Is it okay?
We've got some sleet, you know what I mean? It's not cold enough to, you know, like really, really snow, but it's right. Just...
Yeah, because someone wrote on one of my posts this morning, snow, ? Like, he's from Maine, so I'm like, I think he means we get snow.
You guys got rain, don't you?
We have had massive rain for the last 2 days. Today, just now, like, I went to breakfast early this morning, and it was pouring. But then by the time I got out of breakfast, it finally stopped. So I'm hoping that it kind of clears up because, yeah, it's difficult to get to the dojo, and we get puddling and, you know, leaks and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's always fun.
And, you know, it's a flat roof. So I probably put 4 roofs on the building, had it repaired like 10 times, and people see a leak. They're like, oh my God, you know, they get nervous right away. I'm like, listen, it's just been massively raining. So that's why it finds its way in somehow.
Yeah. All you need is one little spot. I know, like for us, we had, did I tell you, remember when, that whole cold front came through where it was, below zero. I mean, do you remember all that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you guys usually get the weather after it's come to us.
Yeah. So yeah.
Right before that, it was raining and it was just nasty. And then it just turned into snow and ice and everything. Well, our whole studio there, because we have a flat roof, and there was a line throughout the whole building that every single, all of us were all getting leaks. I mean,
wow.
I had it pouring onto our mat.
Wow.
I had those storage containers that I don't know. They're really, really big storage. Yeah. I mean, I literally was putting out storage containers, and I went to the store and bought more. I had like 8 or 10
wow.
storage containers. And then once they started to get, a quarter of the way full.
Yeah, and then you'd replace them.
Then we would dump them. And yeah, it was ridiculous, man.
I know. My friend had a flood in his dojo, came in through the back door, went through his entire office into his lobby, like an inch of water. So like his floors were all ruined. It was just a terrible thing. Thank God his landlord paid for new floors. But sometimes it's your responsibility, right? Like, you know, it's you own everything inside the building. You have to deal with it, even if it's the building that made the leak, you know, and flooded your building.
Well, and that's why you have insurance.
True.
You know, although you still have a deductible you have to meet, but that's why you have insurance.
Right, exactly. Very, very cool. So today's exciting. I think that our topic is something that you're really, really great at, and you've done this with such success for many, many years, right? So maybe you could tell us a little bit about the topic. I think that, you know, school owners are really should start utilizing some of these tools that we're sharing with them so that they could get inexpensive leads through the door with good signups and a good follow-up every year, and have like an arsenal of tools every year that you go back to and do. Like, we're going to do our Martial Art Appreciation Month and hopefully promote it big this year so that other schools will jump on board, because we did so good with that, right? Both of us did great.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was such a blast too.
Yeah.
Our title, our topic today is what we're calling Lights, Camera, Appreciation.
Right.
And it is our basically our teacher appreciation gala, if you will.
Okay.
And the way that this was formed or created in the beginning of, you know, opening the studio and then getting introduced to our community, of course, I quickly realized that the places that have our clientele our schools.
Right.
And so I needed to get into the school system. And of course I wanted the teachers on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, of course I would try to get in and do school speeches and those type of things. But in the beginning, not a lot of people knew what we did and, or were afraid. And I think we all go through this, that schools are afraid that, you know, they invite you in and then their kids are going to now be kicking and punching in the classroom and down the hallway. So they're going to have bigger problems than they had before you came in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the idea was I needed to introduce these educators to what we do, how we do it. And the best way to do that, I thought anyways, was to host a teacher appreciation awards night.
Yeah.
And so basically all it was is an opportunity for our shared student, meaning my student and the teacher that was going to be invited by our student, to come and experience what happens in our classroom, that it's not just kicking and punching. They can see the discipline and the respect and the leadership skills that are being taught. And then from there, hopefully, I would be able to get into their classrooms, meaning those teachers, and right. do a little presentation at the time, not knowing, fast forwarding years later, that it would also actually help me with getting into those, or getting in contact with those teachers, and then those teachers bringing their kids to our school with our martial arts field trips now yeah. that we've been doing probably for the last 10 years.
So let's talk about that. So let's go back a little bit on what you had said. You had said, so you used to, like I have done, but I absolutely hate doing personally. I mean, going to the school, I used to do every day, 5 days in a row, gym classes for little kids through the middle school or whatever it was, 4 or 5 sessions where they don't listen and they didn't help well. And listen, I've gotten so many great tips from other instructors that do this well that I learned a lot since then. But it was torture for me. And then right. I would barely, because in my area, and I know everyone says in my area, they wouldn't allow us to promote. We couldn't give out any kind of marketing, free passes, a flyer. So they would allow us maybe to give out a pen with our number on it or a magnet or something like that. But it's very difficult because our school district says that they can't promote because if they do, they're liable to pay. So it was hard for me. So I love the fact you did that and did it well. And would you get students out of it?
Yeah. The first thing that did it, it got me opportunities to make a connection with those teachers mm-hmm. and then be able to get invited into their classrooms
right.
to do presentations. So that was the first reason, if you will, that I did that, not knowing what I know now, but obviously, you know, I had to build yeah. up. And so then from there, you know, those teachers would allow me to come in and do, you know, my, I always had like an I can speech, or I had my number 10 speech.
Right.
And then I would, you know, motivate those kids, teach the teacher how to keep those kids motivated and disciplined and then leave the classroom. But I also, like you, I wasn't allowed to pass out.
Right.
You know, things. Passes. Yeah. So, years later, cause I had done that for years. That's where we had come up with, and it wasn't my, I'm sure you remember my friend Dion Ricardo.
Yeah.
It was his idea. And then I took it and ran with it. Where, you know, kind of like where you had the idea of donations, and then I took it and ran with it on our website, yeah. you know, with the whole donation thing. But, it's one thing to go in the classroom, but I don't have the list. So right. I need the list. And so this allowed me to then, you know, move into our field trip opportunities. And then the teachers now bring their classrooms to our school. And then of course, everybody's got to sign a waiver. And then I have their information.
Yeah. Now is your teacher appreciation different than your field trips, or do you somehow,
they're together? Well, they're a feeder to my field trips now.
Okay.
Where before, when I first started, I didn't have the martial arts field trips. I just was going in and speaking.
Right.
And so that's what I used it as a feeder to make a connection with these teachers. Now it's so much more, you know, than that, because I want to funnel them to our martial arts field trips. And, or I'll do assemblies with those speeches, but I charge for those now.
Right.
Like I will come in and do a paid speech.
Right.
But I'm not going to come in and do a free speech.
Right. Right.
That just doesn't behoove me to do that.
Yeah.
And so, I know that some people might balk at that, but my time is worth something in my opinion. Well, and so I'm going to charge for those speeches. So it allows me to now create a list of teachers that I can market to. And then there's other things too, as we get into this call and this podcast, there's other things that we do with those teachers besides.
Well, let me quickly comment on the paid speech thing. And I remember being happy just being allowed to come in, and I would have did it for free. Heck, I might have even thought about paying to do it, right? Like just to get myself the exposure and to be in front of those students and the teachers. However, though, there is a budget set aside for things like, you know, an athlete who, you know, is talking about drugs, you know, kicking drugs out of America, whatever the public speaker is that's coming in. In fact, one of my good friends, he's one of our interview people that we've interviewed on here, Michael Bogdansky. Yep. And he actually was speaking at my high school, literally a mile down the road from my martial arts school. He got hired from Connecticut or upstate Putnam, New York, to come down to speak at the school that literally was down the road from me. You know, it's funny, sometimes even for free, we won't get called, but approached the correct way through the proper channels, you could make money at this, and good money, and they have a budget. So I applaud you on getting paid speeches, because they have a budget. Sometimes they'll ask you, how, you know, would you do this? And we say, yeah, you know, how much? Oh, I got it. You know, it's free. But we could say, well, what's in your budget? And they might say $5,000, you know, and you'd be like, okay, I'll take it. You know, that's a little under what I want, but you know, like that kind of thing. So that's great, though. All right. So you have that, you get the paid speeches, and then you kind of move that into what?
So that's the reason why I did it in the first place.
Yeah.
So what we do is we have our current students, we give them a letter. The letter's crafted. It's an invitation. It explains what we're doing, why we're doing it. And basically the letter is just telling the teacher that we want to show them appreciation for all the hard work that they do. And I think the header of the letter says something like, you're my favorite and I'm inviting you. You're my favorite. That's why you're getting this invitation. I think it's something like that.
Right.
And then it goes through and explains everything. The student has to fill in, obviously, we only have it on two different days. We have it on this year. I'm trying to look at the calendar. April 29th and also April 30th. So they're going to circle which one they're coming to, like meaning or which class our student comes to. So let's say you're the student, right? You're Allie, and I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to explain to you that you get to. Of course, I'm downplaying this. I'm not hyping it up right, like right. I would in the classroom. Right. But basically, Allie, what you're going to do is you're going to circle whether you're coming Monday or Tuesday. And then write down the class time. So if you come to the 5:30 class, like you're in right now, you got to write 5:30 so your teacher knows. And okay. Then there's a website that we send those teachers to, and then they sign at the bottom. Give it to the teacher, invite them. The teacher goes to the website, fills out all the information. So they got to put their name, email address, their phone number, and then our shared student, and then, you know, the time and the date that they're coming to. And that's all in there for them to choose, you know. Through our Spark service with the, the surveys and forms.
Right, right.
And so then obviously we get that information and then we put them in our calendar so that they get text reminders. One, they get a reminder a text message that it was booked. And then of course, like how Spark is set up, you get a reminder the day before and the day of.
Right.
Then we have them obviously show up. And by the way, just as an aside note, on that survey and form, we do have some students that invite the same teacher.
Right.
So on that survey and form, they have, you know, they can put multiple people. So shared student number one, shared student number two, shared student number three, that type of thing. So that they don't have to go and fill it out again. They can just fill it all out on there at once.
Okay, great. So is it that they, the schools will bus the kids to your studio and is it during the day?
Well, that's different because that's the martial arts field trip.
Okay.
I'm talking about the teacher appreciation awards night.
Ah, okay.
So the the students will invite their teacher to come to the exact class that they normally come to. So like if you come to every Tuesday at 5:30, you're inviting your teacher to come in Tuesday, April 30th of this year at 5:30.
Okay.
To come watch you do your class and then be honored at the end of the class.
Ah, interesting. So what do you give them as an honor, a plaque, a certificate, or?
Right. We print out a certificate. We write their name on it. And then we put the date on it. And then the actual child signs that certificate.
Okay.
So that's one thing that they give them at the, so we'll do our, let's say it's a 45 minute class. We'll do about a half an hour class. So we'll spend the last 15 minutes, you know, honoring all the teachers that are there. And then I give a real quick speech, you know, with regards to thanking them for who they, you know, what they do, who they are, what they mean to our shared student. Some parents will bring in some other, you know, flowers or candy or other gifts that the student will give their teacher there, you know, while we're honoring them as well.
Right, right.
We actually have it all set up where they move, then also we'll honor them. We move them in front of our logo. We got somebody there with a camera to take a picture. And then, you know, so it's very, very organized. And then we also give them a packet of goodies. So there's a ton of stuff that we normally give them. And so when I say normally, there's been some years that it's not been a ton of stuff, but I go to different business owners that I have in town that I've, you know, developed a relationship with. And every year we just say, hey, we're doing this again. Do you want to be a part of it? So for instance, I've got a chiropractor. He actually is one of my third degree black belts, but he has a massage business as well. So he'll give, you know, like a discount on the massage.
Nice.
You know, type thing. There's a gentleman who owns a gas station. So he'll do like a 10 cent off gallon of gas.
Okay.
You know, like for a one-time use.
Yeah.
Type thing. So I go to different business owners and I try to get different things to put inside of that goodie bag, if you will. The other thing for us is, you know, we put in there that the educator can train for 1 month in the summer for free.
Okay.
So we also give them a free month.
Does anyone, some take advantage of that?
Yeah, I've had some take advantage. Okay. I've only had one teacher that actually took advantage of it. He almost went all the way to black belt. He did have his two kids in the program because of it as well. And one of them went to black belt and the other one did not. So
now can you give that gift certificate to the teacher and they could give it to any of their family members? Like it's good for whoever.
I did not think of that, but
yeah, I was going to just recommend that to you. So like they could give it out. What is it? A free month or something?
The free month.
Yeah. Give it to them and make sure that they, if they don't want to use it themselves, maybe they have a child or a relative or a cousin that they could give it to whoever they want.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It saves you. Like if they don't have an interest because they just don't, you know, now they could maybe give it to, like you had that. I thought of it because you said that other teacher brought his kids in and they ended up making it to black belt. So maybe that would have been another lead in for other memberships.
Yeah. So I will change that verbiage.
Yeah. That's awesome. So that's cool though. So they're still coming to your school, but it's the teachers that are coming to the school, not the kids. So it's on a certain night. The teachers come in and that's where you do the class and they get honored and then they get all these really amazing things. And so what is the general purpose? Like, where do you find that spills over to?
Mainly, it creates a relationship with some teachers that I've never met before.
Okay.
And quite honestly, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. So a lot of the teachers that I do know are retiring or have retired already, especially through COVID.
Okay.
So it's like I got to build a new relationship with new teachers all over again, to be quite honest with you. And so with that, then I can market to them for our field trip.
Okay.
And so at the end, when we're honoring them, and then I do a little speech, there's a inside of the packet, there's what I call the heart test that's in there. And basically, it's a story that I had gotten when I first started TriStar. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, but basically it is a teacher who recognizes a student as being a bad student. But as she goes back and looks at the history, it just progressively got worse. This kid progressively got worse because his parent was ill and then his parent died. And so then she decided to treat him, not how she was seeing him.
Right.
But how she wanted to see him.
Yeah.
Totally changed his life. He ended up becoming a doctor. But as these stages went through, like when he graduated high school, he sent her a letter. When he graduated college, he sent her a letter. When he graduated a medical school, he sent her another letter and then also invited her to the graduation. And then when he was in her class, he had given her a gift. And it was this rhinestone bracelet that had, like, it was only half filled with rhinestones.
Right.
And a half filled bottle of perfume. But on that day when he gave that, because of course the kids were chuckling, he brought it in a paper bag, like, you know, didn't wrap it up. And so she put on the bracelet and put on the perfume. And as he walked out that day, because she did that because the kids were chuckling, she's this smells so good, and puts the bracelet, oh, I love it. And the kids stopped laughing. Well, he walks out of class that day, he turns to her and he says, now you smell like my mom. And that's the person died.
Wow.
So listen, he gave that bracelet, which was his mom's, to that teacher, and the bottle of perfume that was left over from his mom who died. So of course, when she went to that graduation, she wore the bracelet and the perfume.
Wow.
And I tell the teachers, I don't explain the story, but I just tell them, if you read that story and it doesn't bring you to tears, you probably should not be in this profession anymore.
Right.
I literally tell them that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we follow up with the picture. So we develop the picture. We used to develop the picture and then have one for the teacher and then also one for the student.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to do that again this year. I'm going to probably do one for the student, and then I'm probably going to text the one to the teacher. So that the student will actually have a physical one. The teacher will have a text one.
Nice.
But either way, they're going to get a copy of the picture as well, just to kind of remember that as well.
I love it. And I love that story too. I think that's amazing. I think that Tony Robbins once talked about a teacher that got assigned a classroom of the worst kids ever, in that, you know, she was at the bottom of the barrel, but somebody told her it was the most talented kids ever. So she treated them like they were the most talented kids ever. And at the end of the year, they had better grades than everybody. So it really all depends on our anticipation of what it is. And so that's a really awesome story. I love the fact that the kid that, you know, that was his memory of his mother as well. That's great. So then, going back to the teacher appreciation, you know, you're number one, you're getting him there. The kid feels amazing because he's got his teacher there and she's there kind of celebrating him. And then she's getting all these accolades and awards, and you're being known as the person who's doing it, TriStar Martial Arts. So you're developing this amazing relationship with the teacher, so that later on when you reach out to try to go to a classroom visit or they need someone for their assembly, of course, who are they going to think of is you, because you've done all this stuff for them.
And there's small little things that we haven't even talked about that we do with within all of this. So like for one, when they come to check in, we have a QR code that they have to scan. It used to be they had to fill their name out on a paper, right?
Right.
Now they have a QR code, they scan it, they check themselves in, because what that QR code does is pulls up another survey and form, and they just have to put in their name and their email address, and it obviously connects them. But then we have a tag that allows us to know that they showed up.
Right.
But then that also enters them into our $100 gift card drawing. So we have a $100 gift card that we give a teacher.
Wow.
As well. So there, it's a, you know, one of those, what do you call it? Visa gift cards or whatever. Right. So they get a $100 gift card that they're, attempting to win. And then when we email them or when we text message them back, and used to be, again, we would print out the picture and we would mail it to them. In that letter, we would put a picture of the actual teacher and the student that won the $100 gift card.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of put a little in there. So if you know them, maybe you can hit them up for a free lunch. Like, you know what I mean? That type of thing. But the reason I did that is because I wanted them to know it wasn't just a ploy. Wasn't, you know, like we are actually giving out a $100 gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that as well, but we'll do that through the text message.
I think these are, you know, everything that you're doing is like, you know, what we used to, I think we did a podcast way back when, and we called it the spider web, right? Effect or something, where every little line or string and, or, you know, web is in the spider web crisscrossing. And all of a sudden it creates this huge web, right? And that's what you're doing by, you know, setting up the appointment so that later on they come in and then, you know, you have all these things that are going on. There's so many layers of positivity that's happening there. And even if it was just, you know, it had nothing to do with joining or enrolling or getting anyone in the dojo, it's just a great thing to do in the community and TriStar being known for doing that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I will say, you know, now with technology, it's a lot easier and automations, but they also get, once they check themselves in,
right,
that tag will then create an automation to follow up with them. So one of the very first follow-ups is a message thanking them for coming.
Right.
And just reinforcing the fact that, you know, they supported our shared student.
Wow, that's awesome.
The next message they get is an opportunity for them to give us some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So we send them another survey and form, and we just ask for them to, if they're willing, to write out, you know, a little bit about their experience on this Teacher Appreciation Awards night. And then, you know, we utilize those then for testimonials,
right?
You know, the ones that are appropriate, obviously.
Right.
We can utilize those as for testimonials later on.
Yeah, I used to call those when we would do parents' night outs. I just had one, but I didn't do it at it. It was a ransom note. Like before, when the parents came, the kids were locked in the room. I'd say, everyone has to fill this ransom note out or you can't get your kids back. And some of the parents would be like, okay, I'm out of here. You know, but other ones, they found it funny. And then they'd write, you know, what did you guys do when you went out for the parents' night out? Did you go out to dinner? Did you have fun? You know, what did the kid ask your child what they thought of the event? And we had all this, like literally a flyer by 50 participants with all these different positive testimonials. The one thing I want to say, Dwayne, though, it's like amazing. It's like, I don't remember in my lifetime doing any activity ever that had what you're doing here or what we do as martial artists. We all, like so many schools, do so many different things like this that go above and beyond. I don't remember ever. I mean, I had a baseball coach or a bunch of baseball coaches. I had my martial art teacher who I loved dearly and he taught me martial arts, but we never did parents' night outs. We never did teacher appreciation. We never did Mother's and Father's Day workouts. Like none of the stuff that we do nowadays as martial arts school owners was done 15, 20 years ago, right? Like very rarely 20 years ago. But it's amazing that you're doing all this stuff. And it's like, that's really commendable for you. But I mean, I hope that the community and the teachers and those parents of those kids appreciate what you're doing for them. And that's something else that is amazing about, you know, your school, other schools that do that and so on.
Yeah. I know, like in the beginning, again, I keep falling back to that. I wanted to develop that relationship. I knew that parents and teachers, I don't know if they still do it or not, but they had parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
And if Johnny needed focus or discipline or you know, he just had extra energy, I wanted the teachers to go, you know what? I know a place.
Right.
And I know a person. I mean, that's really what it was in the beginning. Now, that's still the same, but we're able to do, you know, it's grown. It's grown from what it was in the beginning to where it is now. And it's just, you know, it's just a really neat opportunity. And I think our students really appreciate the opportunity to be able to show off.
Right.
We do a dynamic 30-minute class. You know,
yeah.
It's a 45-minute class. We're doing a dynamic 30-minute class.
Right.
And
I'm sorry, continue.
And I was just going to say, and if it's a 30-minute class, we're doing a dynamic, you know, 15, 20-minute class.
Right. Right. I was going to say another thing you should consider, and whoever else is doing this too, is maybe a pass rewards for you give a pass to the teacher. And then we talked about maybe they could use it for their family, but maybe give them pass rewards for all their students in the classroom. So if they have 30 students, they get to give out, you know, passes to the students for, let's say, like a free month, as but only as a reward. If they got good grades, if they were respectful, if they helped clean up. I know certain schools are not allowed to do that, but there are certain teachers that even when they're not allowed to do it, they'll do it anyway. But at the same time, some of the schools are very liberal with that. And they'll say, hey, listen, give out passes, or, you know, like they get a squishy toy, you know, like because they did good on their test. Like maybe now you could say, okay, well, here's a free month of martial art classes.
Sure.
And the teacher then could use those throughout the year. So just another thought on another way to tie that in to getting new members in the door.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Like that.
Or even just something in there stating that. So like another thing that's in the packet that we give them are all the services that we do. So obviously one of them is I do go in and I do assemblies.
Right.
That's one. Field trips is another service that we do. But I even put in there that we do birthday parties. We do our self-defense classes, whether it's a general self-defense class, a women's self-defense class, and then obviously, we do martial arts.
Bulletproofing or stranger danger, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because often is a time that, you know, people wouldn't even know that we do birthday parties or maybe some of these other things. So there's a list of services that are in there. So I make sure that if they view it, they know about it.
Yeah, I also want to just have everybody who's listening, make a mental note that at times we feel like we're saying things so many times over and over again until we're blue in the face that people are sick of us. But one, a majority of them aren't listening, so they need to hear it multiple times. Or two, they weren't there the day you did the speech. So you have to constantly repeat yourself in order to get through to the people, right? And that's super important. I remember when I was a landscaper and I owned my landscape business, we did everything. Decking, sprinklers, sod, Japanese gardens. And I hated when I'd pull up to cut their lawn and I'd see a sprinkler company putting in a sprinkler system. And I'd get mad and I'd go to the owner. I go like, why didn't you use us? Or at least give me a chance to give you an estimate. They said, oh, I didn't know you did sprinklers. Meanwhile, it's on our flyer. We would send it out. And, you know, maybe in the beginning of the year in the fall, I'd send it out. But if I knew now, then what I knew now, I'd be doing it every single month, have it on our website, send it out in a newsletter, because people need repetition. And it's because that sometimes they're hearing it, but they're not listening, or listening, but not actually hearing. So it's super important to kind of be repetitive when it comes to that.
Well, and it's so much worse now. You know, it used to be that I would say that we lived in a five word, two picture society.
Yeah.
But I think it's changed now. It's actually five pictures in a two word society.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Because nobody's reading. So
yeah. And you know, like
actually it would be five videos in two words.
Yeah. I sent out a updated through Spark and automation that's got like six steps to it. Step one was an email talking about all the next few events that we're doing for April, May, and June, you know, our tournament. And then we have a Mother's Day and a Father's Day training and all this stuff. And then the second email was a day later asking how many people got it and read it. Just please respond, read it or got it. And this morning was that day. I had like 15 inboxes that said read it, got it. And the rest of everyone else didn't even bother replying, whether they read it or they had no interest in replying. Like, who knows? Maybe they didn't see it. Maybe it went into spam. Maybe they don't give a crap. If they see my email, they immediately hit delete upon waking up. Like, it's hard to communicate values to people these days and get them to listen. So even with an email, text, it's still hard, right? So it's a very difficult way to penetrate. You always say through that hardest part is the last half inch of the journey or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the last three quarters of an inch, which is the skull. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that. So that's fantastic. So okay, we do this, we get into the schools, we get called in for classroom visits. Eventually they come to your school, you celebrate them, which is amazing. And then what happens then? We try to, with through automations and follow up and follow through, try to get them to use their free pass, or how do you do the follow up on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So before summer hits, you know, we are, let me back up. They get the one text thanking them. Next day they get another text asking them to, you know, fill out a survey, you know what I mean?
Right.
Type thing. And then there's also a task that happens where one of our, and it's usually our program director, but sometimes I'll have our head instructor personally call them.
Okay.
Within that first week. So we usually do it on a Monday, Tuesday. So by the end of, first week of May. Yeah. So by May 3rd, we'll have called them and personally thanked them on the phone and, also asked them if they had a chance to, you know, look at the packet of information, if they had any questions, if they didn't understand anything, and, please let us know when and if you're ready to use the certificate, the 1 month free certificate for yourself. And then now I'll have to change the verbiage and, or an immediate family member.
Okay.
You know, type thing. So we do those two texts. We also do a physical phone call.
Okay.
And then towards the end of summer, I will, when is it? July, 4th of July, I will send them an email just wishing them a happy 4th of July, looking forward to, you know, enjoy the rest of your vacation, you know, because school's going to be, hate to say this, but, you know, school's going to be starting back up soon,
right? You
know, with the new year, the 2020, whatever year. And then, you know, by the way, just wanted to remind you that our martial arts field trips for the fall are already starting to get booked up. So here's the link. If you're interested in bringing your class or your classroom to, you know, our martial arts field trips. And so I put information in there, and I start that in July.
So let's talk about that without going into too much detail, because we've done podcasts on that already on the martial arts field trip, but we probably should do it again because it is, people have always asked me. I had a guy who was texting me all the time trying to find our podcast on it, and he couldn't find it. So I had to go through all our podcasts and finally find the one and get it to him. But so then obviously then you start asking the teacher to bring their students, the group of students, to your martial art field trip. How many do you normally get, like, out of classes, like teachers, individuals?
Gosh, I don't know. I usually get anywhere from... Well, here's an easier way to say it. I usually get anywhere from 700 to 1,000 leads in the fall.
So
if there's 30 people in a classroom, that would be one teacher. So you'd have to do the division. You know what I mean?
So 30 people in a class, and then you're going to get like a full room of, and you do one a day, or do you do a bunch in a day?
Yeah, it's a 2 hour event. Usually I can handle up to 3 classrooms at a time. So, you know, if they have 25 kids in a class, you know, we're looking at
75 to 100.
Yeah. 75, 80 is pushing it for me. So I'm just trying to think. 700
80 kids times
divided by 25. Oops. Sorry. 700 divided by 25. I'm looking at, you know, 28 different classrooms.
Okay.
And so, then, yeah. You know, so I'll do 2 or 3 classrooms at a time, and I only do them Monday. I'll do them on Mondays. Excuse me. I do them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I will do some on Wednesdays. So like even last year, you know, I had a couple on a Wednesday and I said, yeah, we can't do our podcast because I got it.
Right.
You know,
field trips. Yeah. So that's amazing. And now they are coming in and they're being bussed into your school, right? And it's during the day.
During the day, I usually do it anywhere from 9 to 11, or I'll do 10 to 12.
And is it part of their class, like their daily school schedule? Like it's during a school day?
Has to be, yeah.
It's a field trip for the kids. and they're going to your school. Now, do parents go to that, or is it just the teachers and assistants bring their kids? Or?
So the way that it's set up is, you know, we encourage the parents to come, and if they want to be a chaperone, we let them know that they need to notify the teacher. And so how they enroll, and again, I know this isn't what we're talking about, but just to quickly go over this, we actually use in Ignite, in Spark, there's the birthday party event thing, and then it creates its own website. Well, I use it also for our martial arts field trips. And so every teacher gets their own administration link and then their own link to send out to the students. And the students have to, you know, or the parents, excuse me, the parents have to fill out the student's information and sign the waiver. And the teacher can see every single student that has filled it out and signed the waiver already. And then if they haven't, they go, it's their responsibility.
Because on the Spark birthday thing, it has a way for the party person, mother, father, or parents to see who's okayed and said they're coming, so they know the list of people.
Yes, and that's, I mean, this isn't the time or place, but that's why I've asked Spark to say, hey, let's make this an event thing, not just a birthday party thing, because then it would allow me to do a bunch of different stuff. But anyways, so I actually just use that system. It works fine.
That's great. There's so much available on Spark that is just amazing. I have a guy that I coach real quick that he uses a different software company, and every single thing I mention, they don't do that. No, they don't do that. I'm like, man, dude, you need to switch over to Spark, and they're the same cost. And like Spark does probably about 75 to 80% more than this other company does. So it blows me away at how much they make available to us.
Well, there's a lot of back end work that has to be done when you go to switch over. I mean, yeah. I get that. I mean, I call it a stick strategy.
Right.
I learned that from Alex Mendozian.
I remember.
Stick strategies. And, you know, one of them is, you know, you get somebody using a system and then it's really hard to get it's more painful to leave the system than it is to stick with the headaches.
It's right. Yeah. And that is true. Right. I know that's hard. I mean, when we switched, you and I, and I did Spark, and then I talked to you, and so far, to date, I think I've recommended about 50 people to Spark that have switched over. But through our podcast, way more people have signed up onto Spark, right? So it's amazing. So we should be getting a commission on it, right?
Somehow. Well, that's why they're one of the sponsors.
Yeah, right.
But no, I was just going to quickly say inside of that sign up process, you know, the nice thing is then when they actually come in, all I have to do is check mark that they attended. And then that check mark gives them the next tag to start following up with them.
Right. For coming. Now, we often talk about tags. Now, I don't know if people who are listening all understand what that means. So let me quickly, or you could quickly briefly explain it. But do you want to do it, or you want me to do it?
You certainly can do it. Yeah. I don't care.
So a tag is simply like a list. And let's say you have 50 people in your school that are 4 and 5 year olds, and you want to segregate them into a list. You could give them a tag that says 4 and 5 year old, and that tag represents them in that category. And then you just tag all those 50 students with that tag 4 and 5 year olds, so that when you want to mail, email, put a flyer out, promote to, sell a t-shirt, all you do is pull up, you hit the search and you go, under tag 4 and 5 year olds, and you hit, you know, search, it'll pull up all 50 of those 4 to 5 year olds in that particular category. And now you could market to them separately. And tagging is amazing for prospects. It's great for potential upgrades, retail sales, like whatever you're trying to promote, you could create a tag that would be wrapped around a specific message for a specific group. So tagging is just super powerful.
And we do that just like as an FYI to kind of bring it back to the martial arts, you know, Teacher Appreciation Awards night, that gala, is on that survey and form when they first fill out that information,
right,
you know, to attend, to watch their our collective student, they get a tag. One is a teacher tag.
Oh, good.
That if they're tagged as a teacher. So I know I can pull up all of my teachers. And then if I want to message them, email them, whatever, I've got my list of teachers.
Simply by clicking teacher tag, you know, hashtag, that kind of category, right? And now you have every teacher, and then you could select, send them an email, send them a push notification, send them a text message, and you could—
Or add them to an automation that's going to do all of that.
Right, exactly. And the automation might be on your next field trip or, you know, whatever the case may be, or promoting to them for their kids to maybe, or to go to summer camp or whatever it might be. So yeah, that's a very powerful tool. I use that a lot on all the things that I'm promoting, you know, and you know, people get emails and a sequence of messaging from me.
So cost wise, it doesn't really cost me that much to do this event. One is the $100 gift card, right? Right. And then all of the, let's say we have 100 teachers come. So, you know, in the past, it would have been 200 actual pictures to get developed. But now, right, like I said, I think I'm going to just do one physical picture for our student and then the other one. Unless I do digital for both. I don't know which I want to do. I haven't decided yet. I got a meeting with Mr. Bean today at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about everything. We're setting everything up. And so I'm going to get his input on that. But I just wonder how many people
love digital photos, by the way. You know, like almost like you hand them a real photo, people don't know what to do with it anymore. What do we put it on the refrigerator? Do we have photo albums? No, everyone just puts it in their phone. They upload it and, you know, mix tile, prints it and puts it on the wall. Like digital photos are great.
Yeah, I might do that. So that would obviously bring down the cost of that. So the $100 for the gift card, let's say time. Maybe another $100 in time to actually send out everything to everybody and make sure that they're getting everything that they're supposed to get and the follow-up calls and those, all those type of things. And then let's just say another $100, maybe 150, let's say $150 in certificates.
Okay.
You know, so
now do you give them a physical pass to give out to their, for themselves to come in and do class, or now maybe possibly give it out to their kids and so on?
Yeah, that's a physical piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's good. So that's not expensive though. $25.
Yeah, so I'm probably all in at $350-$400.
Yeah, that's great
for this event.
And the upside potential is just amazing.
Well, okay, quite honestly, all I need is one teacher to come in and do it and become a student. Number one.
Or bring their child now.
Yes, and or one teacher to bring one classroom that I get one student from.
Right, because they're all woven together.
Yes, you know, eventually. And you've brought up about the spider legs. You know, it's not just that, but the summer camp opportunities that they'll get. You know, they're going to get our newsletter every single month.
Right.
You know, so they can see what's going on if they want to read about what's going on and all the events and those type of things.
Yeah.
So field trips to day camps to summer camps. Sorry, that's what I meant. Summer camps to special events, you know.
Yeah.
So, again, maybe they themselves don't want to do the free month and or their kid, but their kid will come have their birthday party with us, and or they might do a Nerf night or a parents night out. So there's just so many opportunities just by creating that list and creating that goodwill, not a false goodwill, but really to genuinely show them appreciation.
Yeah. And we talked about this in a podcast, maybe 3 or 4 podcasts ago, about a lead is never a dead lead, because you may think it's dead as a student, but you had mentioned the 5 things, you know, summer camp, parents night out, you know, whatever, birthday parties, like all these different things that we could still be promoting to them. I don't think we do that well as an industry. Like, for example, if you were a standalone party company, right, and all you did was birthday parties, or if you were Chuck E. Cheese that was a kids' day center for them to have fun and have parties, you'd be marketing those things separately, like really pushing them, right? And we want to become known for giving great parties, or we, you know, and so other parents that maybe they have no interest in joining, but they're looking for a party. They're looking to have their kids party, or they're looking for a night out for their kids to socialize because they don't have friends or whatever. We have to promote more of that.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, we would do it differently if you're right. We should look at how we, you know, and I'm one of them. My birthday parties, it's the bare minimum.
Right.
I do the bare minimum that I need to do, and I charge a bare minimum price, to be quite honest with you. But I'm actually evaluating how I want to do parties. And I know I'm talking about Spark again, but
yeah.
Ignite just had their big birthday party video thing with a playbook and a whole. Anyways, I'm going through that. That's like an hour and a half, hour and 45 okay. minute training that I'm still going through. And man, I'm really missing the ball. You know, because the person that's doing this training, they do about 100,000 a year, just yeah. a birthday party. So it's like I'm missing the ball here.
One year I had a guy who wanted to make extra money. He actually is now a police officer. He's been on the job. He has three kids now, and so on. But one year I said, "Hey, do you want to take over the birthday parties?" And we did probably about 60 to 70 birthday parties that year. He was making a commission on it, so he was gung-ho. And he would be reaching out to the students. He'd be telling people. He'd be putting flyers around town. And we were doing at least 2 to 3 parties a weekend, right? And it was good money. We don't charge a cheap price. Like, our top-of-the-line party is around $800-something. And then the middle of the line is around $400. And they're 2 hours to 2.5 hours, so nothing massive. But, it's another... Remember we said about finding gold under our tatami mats, like, or printing our own money? This is, it depends on where you want to focus, if you have the energy for it and so on.
Well, and you're already spending money.
Right.
Because you're renting it or you own it, but you're still spending money to, yeah. So
on the real estate, you mean, right?
Yeah.
You're paying
exactly.
for that space and time. Might
yeah.
as well fill it.
Yeah. So
I think sometimes though, Dwayne, I think a lot of school owners are just overwhelmed with what they're doing. So they think to themselves like, oh, I'm not going to add on parties too, because that's a lot of work. And then they think to themselves, hey, how am I going to be able to do that? You know, I'm tired, right? Like, they got to really start thinking outside the box. Who could I hire? You don't have to hire a martial artist to do a birthday party. Because if it was I had a party once with my daughter, Kiara, when she was about 4 or 5, and it was a princess party at a party place. And it was up on the North Shore where I live. And when we were all said and done, it ended up costing me like $875. I was like blown away. Like, it's ridiculous. All they did was like go under the limbo and do a limbo, and they all dressed and had frilly things. And then they had like an ice cream shop where it looked like an old 50s ice cream shop, and all the kids sat down. And then they were like, hey, anybody want an extra scoop? And people like, I do. And then on the bill, extra scoop of ice cream, another $175. Like, they never asked my permission. They just did it. At that point I went back to my home, and I wrote down all my party prices, and I doubled the prices because I could see, and that was still cheap. Doubling my price was still cheap compared to what this company charged me. So it's a lucrative business unto itself alone.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah. So if you're interested and you've never done, you know, a Teacher Appreciation Awards night, it doesn't take a lot. It brings in a lot of momentum. I used to too. We don't do it anymore, but if you still have a local newspaper, I would write an article and put in that article how many teachers in the you know, county came to support, and that you
right.
you know, you obviously showed appreciation to, and then we always put we would always put the picture of the winning teacher and the student, you know, who won the $100 gift card.
Yeah.
We would also put that in the paper. So if you have a local paper that you can write a press release for, and look, if you need a press release, let me know. I mean, I've got a template yeah. that I used for years, and it always got printed, you know, every single year. So, I mean, I can give that to you. I just don't have a paper that does that anymore, but if you still have it, I would do it.
On my event journal, that we talked about in the past, like what, you know, you write down after and before what you're going to do on there, it says, where can you promote this event after you've done it? Like local papers, digital media, like there are local digital outlets that will take your articles real quick and post it, and sharing it on Facebook, writing an article, posting it on Facebook, printing it out, leaving it in local restaurants with a little pass at the bottom. There's so many things.
Yeah, we're going to add it to our blog. Obviously, you know, try to SEO the crap out of it.
Right.
You're going to put it on our Facebook page as well. You know,
great.
So that'll hopefully give us a little bit of traction to that. And then I have some local community groups that I'll share that inside those community groups too. So we're going to do a little bit differently, but yeah.
Awesome, dude. I love this. This was fantastic. I think that when we look at the amount of things that you were talking about and different ways that they connect to each other, there's so many things in this one call that a school owner can take, write down, and do. If you made it this far on the call, right, and you're still listening, you should be taking notes and trying to incorporate a lot of the things we talked about. Like I just went on our page and to schoolownertalk.com, and I'm looking at all the different topics that we've talked about. It's almost like a 280, 276, right, or 77. It's like a playbook for questions and problems or things to do within your school. Like it literally could be turned into like a online training, you know, manual that you could just go into our podcast. And we've had, like last week we talked to Tommy Lee, and I'm working with Tommy to try to get him back to do a few weeks in a row of mini training on sales. And then he'll also have a special deal to sell his step-by-step success system to the people. We're just trying to work out. He couldn't talk much other than sending me these amazing photos of him being on a catamaran in Aruba out in the middle of the ocean. Fun. Look at me. And I'm like, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. Like he's out there. He's got a private chef and he's such a great guy. I love that guy. And anyway, he might do this training course for people on sales, but it's really not selling. Like, you know, it's about a system on how to bring people into your school. So we're working on a bunch of different things, but this was an awesome, awesome call show.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to elaborate a little bit on what we do. So.
Oh no, man. It's when you mentioned the topic, I'm like, our listeners need this.
So yeah. And for us, April, like in Illinois, April is Teacher Appreciation Month. So that's why we do it in April. I would not do it, like for me, I wouldn't do it in May just because that's usually like the last month and all the teachers are really hectic. And I would have done it earlier. Honestly, I would have done it earlier in April, but my schedule just doesn't allow me to do it any earlier than what we're doing. So,
and this is a funny month because Easter was later and, you know, it was separated from, you know, the Jewish holidays had space between it and then they had spring break. I know I have a tournament coming up in less than 12 days and it's like really slow. So it's depressing for me. Like normally they're really busy, but it's slower because of the month is a real hard month.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right, dude. Well, thank you. I appreciate you very much. And we'll see you next week and we'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great one, sir.
All right, take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Martial Arts School Owner Talk podcast. This would not be possible if it weren't for the support of our amazing sponsors. Please check out Elite Insights for all your website needs. They can be reached at eliteinsights.com. Add Health Coaching, helping school owners create a new and easy to implement revenue stream for your school. Visit addhealthcoaching.com. Lead Hunter Media, your online digital marketer and content provider. Visit leadhuntermedia.com. Academy Kings Growth Consulting and Management Group. They can be reached at academykings.com. And Spark Membership, hands down the best martial arts software for school owner management on the planet. They can be reached at sparkmembership.com. We will see you next time.